This is Please excuse the interruption. This is Dr. Ferguson. I am dictating a cardiovascular clearance on patient Tamisa Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. The date of birth, July 13, 1972. The date of evaluation, June 17, 2025. Again, patient's last name is H-U-G-H-E-S, first name Tamisa, T-A-M-E-S-A. The referring physician is Dr. Alexander Bradley. The chief complaint, 52-year-old African-American female seen preoperatively, the HPI. The patient is a 52-year-old female with history of left knee injury who underwent surgery in February of 2024, period. In the interim, comma, she began favoring her right side, period. She began having pain involving the hip in June of 2024, period. Initially, she thought she was having joint stiffness, period. She then had x-rays, followed by a course of physical therapy, period. She had no improvement in her symptoms. She had continued with pain, which she described as sharp, burning, and stabbing, period. Pain is rated 6/10 and radiates down the lateral aspect of the thigh, period. There is associated decreased range of motion, period. She has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The patient had been evaluated by Dr. Bradley and was felt to require a right direct anterior total hip arthroplasty for diagnosis M16.11 using spinal regional anesthesia, period. The patient is therefore seen preoperatively, period. She denies any symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. Past medical history, 1, hypertension, controlled with weight loss. Past surgical history, left knee surgery, next number hysterectomy, medications, Tylenol arthritis, PRN, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, take 1 tablet every 2 to 3 weeks. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother died of large cell lymphoma, father had congestive heart failure and diabetes. The social history, patient reports occasional cigars and alcohol, but no drug use. Review of systems. She has had some weight loss, which was intentional. Psychiatric, she has nervousness and depression. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. the physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 120 to 62, pulse 82 beats per minute, respiratory rate 20, height 67.5 inches, weight 229.2 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, the right hip demonstrates tenderness on rotation. The range of motion is decreased. There is tenderness to palpation involving the greater trochanter period. Data review, x-rays of the pelvis, demonstrate joint space narrowing along with osteophyte formation around the joint line and areas of subchondral sclerosis and subchondral cysts. The impression, this is a 52-year-old female who is scheduled for surgery. Period. She is scheduled to undergo right total hip arthroplasty, direct anterior view. Period. Patient is noted to have mild or moderate obesity, period. She has history of hypertension, which is now controlled with lifestyle intervention, period. EKG of note reveals sinus rhythm, 82 beats per minute. Early RTS transition in the precordial lead, but is otherwise unremarkable, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.